Well, let's check some sports from the weekend. Saturday, there was a freshman sophomore co-ed track meet held over in Glenwood, the co-ed Ram relays, freshman sophomore relays. And in the team results on the girls' side, it was Glenwood winning with 214 points. Atlantic tied with Denison for second with 104 points. Thomas Jefferson and Red Oak were fourth and fifth in the team competition. Individually in Atlantic results in the 100-meter dash, Taylor Berg placing third for Atlantic. Also in the 200-meter dash, Pluma Pross of Atlantic won that race. In the 800-meter run, Atlantic's Abby Altman placing second. Also in the 100-meter hurdles, Anna Lowry of Atlantic was a third-place finisher. Lowry also was the champ in the 400-meter hurdle event on Saturday. Allie Bean of Atlantic took the championship in the long jump. Also in the relays, Atlantic's 4x100-meter relay was second. They were third in the 4x200, third also in the 4x4, second in the 4x800-meter relay. And they also placed second in the sprint medley relay and were third in the distance medley relay. Those are Atlantic girls' results from that freshman-sophomore meet on Saturday. On the boys' side Saturday, it was Glenwood winning the team title with 148.5 points. Lewis Central had 110 for second. Atlantic was third with 106 points. Denison placing fourth with 100, followed by Trainer, Red Oak, Clarinda Academy, and Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson in the team standings. Individual Atlantic results from Saturday. Tyler Moen of Atlantic was the champ in the 100-meter dash. Zade Nicholson of Atlantic placing second in the 200 meters. Also, Zach Matteson of Atlantic was runner-up in the 400-meter dash. Nathan Behrens placing third in the 800-meter run. Bradley Dennis of Atlantic won the 1600-meter event. Also, Cale Roller in the field events placing fourth in the discus. Tyler Moen of Atlantic was the champ in the high jump. Moen also placing third in the long jump event. Also in the relays on Saturday, Atlantic won the 4x200-meter relay. They placed second in both the 4x400 and 4x800-meter relays, and Atlantic also a champion in the sprint medley relay event in that freshman-sophomore meet on Saturday in Glenwood. Well, the Chicago Cubs' first World Series title defense in 108 years got off to an exciting yet disappointing start for them. Randall Grichuk capped his 3-RBI night by lining an RBI single in the bottom of the ninth inning to give the Cardinals a 4-3 thriller against the Cubs in St. Louis. That was a game heard here last night on KJAN. Grichuk also belted a two-run homer that put the Redbirds up 3-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning, but Chicago prolonged the game on a three-run blast by Wilson Contreras off of Sang-Hwan Oh in the top of the ninth inning. Oh spoiled a strong outing by Carlos Martinez, who scattered six hits and walked none while striking out 10 over seven innings. Yadier Molina went 2-for-3 with a couple of walks just hours after the Cardinals announced a three-year, $60 million contract extension with their catcher. The seven-time All-Star and eight-time Gold Glove winner has spent his entire career with St. Louis. Also in Major League Baseball action openers yesterday, Evan Longoria and Logan Morrison each homered and had three RBIs as the Tampa Bay Rays whipped the Yankees 7-3 at Tropicana Field. Chris Archer lasted seven innings despite taking a vicious comebacker off his shin in the first inning. Archer gave up two runs and seven hits, ending his outing by working out of a bases-loaded jam. San Francisco's new closer looked a lot like the Giants' 2016 closers as Mark Melancon gave up a pair of runs with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning to take a 6-5 loss at Arizona. Melancon retired the first two hitters he faced before surrendering four straight hits, including RBI singles by A.J. Pollock and Chris Owings. The Giants wasted a memorable performance by Madison Bumgarner, who retired the first 16 hitters and also became the first pitcher ever to homer twice on opening day. In other Major League Baseball news around the league, from yesterday, Indians catcher Roberto Perez has agreed to a four-year, $9 million contract that includes club options for 2021 and 2022. The Braves have set their opening day roster by recalling catcher Anthony Recker and assigning right-handed pitcher David Hernandez to AAA Gwinnett. The Nationals have optioned starter Joe Ross to AAA Syracuse and reassigned right-hander Jeremy Guthrie to minor league camp. Right-hander Vance Worley has agreed to a minor league contract with the Marlins, who plan to assign him to AAA New Orleans to start the season. The Blue Jays have placed their closer, Roberto Osuna, on the 10-day disabled list with a sore neck, and they released outfielder Melvin Upton Jr. Toronto selected the contract of catcher Jared Saltalamacchia from AAA and designated right-hander Mike Bolsinger for assignment. Pitcher Carlos Rodon, the right-hander Juan Manaea, and outfielder Charlie Tilson have all been placed on the 10-day disabled list by the Chicago White Sox. The Reds have reassigned pitcher Bronson Arroyo to AAA Louisville and put right-handed pitchers Anthony DeSclafani and Austin Bryce, along with Nephi Ogando, on the 10-day disabled list. The Twins have placed left-hander Glenn Perkins on the 60-day disabled list. Also, Major League Baseball action today, a pretty full schedule today in the majors. Cards have the day off. They'll resume their series with the Cubs tomorrow night. But today's action includes some afternoon contests. In interleague play, Pittsburgh is at Boston. Also in the American League, Toronto is at Baltimore. The Royals open up on the road at Minnesota. That's a 3:10 first pitch. Detroit is at Chicago to play the White Sox. Tonight, Cleveland is at Texas, Seattle at Houston, and the Angels are in Oakland. In the National League today, Miami plays a day game at Washington. Atlanta will be at the New York Mets. Colorado plays at Milwaukee. Also, Philadelphia is at Cincinnati, and San Diego at Los Angeles to face the Dodgers. All those National League games are this afternoon. Well, Dawn Staley finally has her first NCAA Women's Basketball Championship after coaching South Carolina to a 67-55 victory over Mississippi State at Dallas yesterday. Staley had reached the Final Four three times as a player and once previously as a coach without capturing a title. She watched as Asia Wilson scored 23 points to give the Gamecocks their first championship. South Carolina saw a 14-point second-half lead cut to 54-50 before Wilson, following her block shot, with a short jumper that started a game-clinching 12-2 run. South Carolina handled a Bulldogs squad that ended Connecticut's 111-game winning streak Friday on Morgan Williams, a buzzer-beating basket in overtime. William was held in check by the Gamecocks. She scored just 8 points yesterday. Kansas guard Frank Mason III has won the James A. Naismith Trophy as the top college basketball player. Mason led the Big 12 in scoring this year, averaging nearly 21 points a game. That award is presented by the Atlanta Tip-Off Club. Of course, the men's national basketball championship game set for tonight in Glendale, Arizona, as a couple of top-seeded teams will face off for the title this evening. Gonzaga, looking for its first ever national championship, will face perennial powerhouse and top seed North Carolina in tonight's title matchup. In the NBA yesterday, Boston beat the New York Knicks 110-94, Charlotte over Oklahoma City 113-101. It was San Antonio beating Utah 109-103, the Lakers over Memphis 108-103, Dallas down Milwaukee 109-105, Denver over Miami 116-113. Chicago over New Orleans 117-110. It was Toronto beating Philadelphia 113-105. Cleveland outscored Indiana in double overtime 135-130. Brooklyn shut down Atlanta 91-82. Golden State over Washington 139-115. And Houston beat Phoenix 123-116. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Boston over Chicago 3-2. The New York Islanders beat Buffalo 4-2. St. Louis topping Nashville 4-1. Pittsburgh got by Carolina 3-2. Tampa Bay doubled up Dallas 6-3. Washington over Columbus 3-2. Minnesota beat Colorado 5-2. San Jose downing Vancouver 3-1. The New York Rangers over Philadelphia 4-3. Anaheim topping Calgary 4-3. And Arizona beat the LA Kings 2-1. In racing, Brad Keselowski passed Kyle Busch with 43 laps to go and then pulled away for his 23rd Cup victory and first at Martinsville Speedway. Keselowski and Busch swapped the lead several times during a green flag run that began with 64 laps to go. Busch finished second, followed by Chase Elliott, Joey Logano, and Austin Dillon. Martin Truex Jr. won the first stage in a three-lap sprint to the finish before Elliott took stage two. And in golf, Russell Henley has earned a berth in the Masters with a comeback win in the PGA's Houston Open. Henley overcame a four-stroke deficit with a 7-under 65 that included 10 birdies. His 20-under total was three shots better than Sung Kang. Ricky Fowler and Luke List shared third. They were both 16 under par. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.